with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it.
You play the game.
I mean, listen, we talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
Touchdown! You are now locked in to the Clock Dodgers Podcast.
What up, what up, what up, Clock Dodgers? It's your host, Neil Maligno. You are tuned in to the Clock Dodgers Podcast. You know, sometimes we have guests on episodes. Sometimes we rock these solo. Sometimes we rock them with Adam and Josh. It really just depends on, you know, what we got going on. But what I wanted to do is I did want to knock out one of these solo joints for you guys. For those who follow on Twitter, at Clock Dodgers, whether it's Twitter, Instagram, whatever, but Twitter is the most conversational place for us. I share videos and different kind of discussions, and it's just a place where there's just more content happening, right? More discussions and connections with us. So I recently shared a video of wide receivers that I'm buying. I liked the discussion that came from it. It just got a really good interaction from everyone. So I wanted to go ahead and put it into a podcast form to kind of go dive a little more deeper into them, but yet still not get too crazy in depth. Because I say the in-depth stuff for, you know, when we have guests on, and we go a little further into these things. But what this quick episode is about is basically five wide receivers I'm buying right now in Dynasty. Whether that means to you, whether you're going to draft them because you have a draft coming up, whether it means you have to trade for them, whether it means you have them and I'm telling you just to keep them, that's the kind of, you know, situation that I'm talking about here. And the way that these guys made the list, I'm going to break down each player and just give a little bit on why why I'm bullish on these guys. But I just want to get the point across that for me in Dynasty, I'm always looking to, whether it's trading, drafting, whatever, I'm always looking to get players, obtain players through whatever means that I feel I'm going to pay less for than I feel like their value can actually give me. So when I target these guys, I go, who is a player right now that I feel better about, that I feel like the upside is good on, that most people are either sleeping on them, they're not as high on them, they're tired of waiting. There could be so many reasons why the price is good. And by that fact, also by that token, when I say the price is good, it doesn't mean that the player is necessarily, you know, cheap. It just means that they're cheap for what I believe you're going to get in return. So let's kind of start. Well, okay, let's look at it this way, right? When you're looking at it this way, when you buy these players, their price is like you're shopping out of the $5 DVD bin at Walmart. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, you might not even buy DVDs anymore, but you've taken a dive into that bin. You know exactly what I'm talking about. It's like you buy one of those DVDs, you get one, right? You're like, ooh, you know, you take one of those little $5 DVDs, but the production that you get is actually like high-end fancy movie theater shit. You know what I'm talking about. The ones that you sit down at, they give you dinner, maybe order some alcohol, you know what kind of movie they're. If you were bringing your wife or your husband or your kids on some fancy stuff, this is where you go. All right. So you get that $5 bin. It's in there, but you're getting the fancy stuff. That's what these players are to me. So let's start with one and just kind of dive in each one and kind of see if you guys, what I want to do is if you guys have players that you feel this way about, that you feel similar to these guys, I'd like to hear from you guys. So whether we already are connected on Twitter, bang, hit me up on there when I post the episodes. Or if you're not on Twitter for whatever reason, Instagram is another place you can contact us, or even leave them in the reviews on the podcast. Just bing, 5-star review, what you think about the podcast, why you love it, but also let us know the player. Whenever we get reviews, I love the reviews. I love them. So any review is a positive review to me. But when you get a review where the review mentioned something from the podcast, I love it more. It's just something about it. It's just this personal connection that I really dig. So, you know, if you do leave a review and you got some time on your hands, feel free to throw one of these players in there, you know, so that we know you're listening and what you're digging and whatnot. So the first player I have on my list here for a wide receiver I must buy right now. I'm going crazy. I'm scooping up where I can. Trading for him, drafting him, whatever. Hunter Renfro.
It's on the slant, complete.
Now, yes, I'm a Raiders fan. I'm a Raiders fan. I know, right? The first thing that comes to your mind is Raider bias. It's not what this is. I promise you. I assure you it's not what this is. Let's dig into why he is a $5. He's in the $5 DVD bin, but I think he's a high end movie. The offense, in my opinion, will be much improved. Again, you can say there's bias here, but where is that coming from? Because they have improved, right? They've added a bunch of talent at different positions. They're another year in the system. They're going to be on an emotional rush, right? Because of the new stadium, all this new stuff, right? So there's good reason to believe that this team has improved offensively. He's a route improviser. You know, when he came out, it was one of those things that Gruden and them talked about where, you know, they tried to get him to run routes a certain way. Eventually they gave up because he does things his way. It works. He improvises where he needs to and it works. So he's got this ability. He's played as many years. If we think about this, it sounds kind of crazy, but he's played as many years, or at least for any relevant players, with Derek Carr as any other than any wide receiver on the team, right? So like all the receivers that Derek Carr has played for are gone. So like guys like him, Tyrell Williams, they're both coming into their second years, but really that's just as much experience as anybody else has on the team with them. So that has value because he's made plays and he's gained Carr and Gruden's, for that matter, both of their trust in his rookie season. We know Gruden already kind of, at least that's the stigma on him, is that he's slow to trust rookies sometimes. Well, he didn't have any trust issues with Hunter Renfrow, and neither did Derek Carr. When healthy, when in the game, he was a part of it, and he made plays, right? So bonus, all these bonuses. We can only imagine that he's going to continue to get better in the offense. There's no reason to expect a decline, so that's a positive. He keeps the chains moving. They call him Hunter Renfrow, third and Renfrow. You catch my drift? He's a chains mover, but he's not limited to that. So there's all these positives. And now, you know, if you're a doubter, if you're someone who wants to say, but, you're one of the but people, you're going to tell me, but the Raiders just drafted Ruggs, Edwards. You know, what's supposed to happen here? What do they have to do with him? What does it matter? I know everyone wants to think that, you know, guys are just going to jump right in and ball out. There's a possibility they can, but guess what? There's plenty of room for that. Have you seen the wide receiver stats from last season for the Raiders? It wasn't pretty. It was nothing to be happy about. It was clearly a focus, improving this offense, and especially the wide receivers. So there's plenty of room to tolerate Hunter Renfrow growth plus infusing with new talent. It's a good thing, guys. We got to stop looking at added talent as a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. But what you can say is by adding Edwards and by adding Ruggs, what you did was you took away the attention from Renfrow. And I don't mean attention on the football field. I mean, you did that too, so it helps him out. But people don't care about Renfrow right now. His price is cheap. So cheap. It's ridiculous. This doesn't even make sense. You go buy Renfrow now, let everybody else sweat over Ruggs, whether he's going to be great or not, you know, go crazy for Edwards and his amazing talent, which I agree with. I believe that he has great talent. However, that does not discount Hunter Renfrow. He's on the discount. He's on the discount rack. Walk into your local Walmart, you're going to find an aisle that says clearance. It's got a bunch of yellow tags and stickers on everything. That's Hunter Renfrow right now. Get Hunter Renfrow on your team. The next man up, and these are in no particular order, so you don't have to get crazy about the order they're in. Darius Slayton.
Jones with time goes for the end zone. And it is caught for a touchdown by Darius Slayton.
Stud. Straight up STUD. Stud. I stuck with a small word because I could spell it. I didn't have to think too much. We seen Daniel Jones last year. He had explosive games, right? The Giants always need to score points. Slayton benefits from these moments. It's just a simple fact. He does. To me, he's the Giants' number one wide receiver. Now you're going to say there's Golden Tate. I get it. He's cool. He's good. But he's not Slayton to me. Slayton's about to explode. Ingram's healthy. Barkley's healthy. And then you say, hey, well, that takes away from Slayton. I don't follow that narrative. I believe that these guys are all going to uplift each other. Barkley gets all the attention. Ingram's back. He's getting attention. Tate is serviceable. He's getting attention. Slayton is open for the big plays. He's a big play guy. You need that upside on your fantasy team. Upside, upside, upside. Super important. You need upside on your team. You have to have upside. Stop playing safe. Stop playing scared. You can be scared or play it safe on your first couple picks, but when you get into the rounds where you can draft a Darius Slayton, you just do it. You do it, all right? I'm telling you now, tons of upside. Ask yourself this also. Why the Giants didn't draft any wide receivers in a loaded wide receiver draft? Are you concerned? Are you if they were concerned about Darius Slayton, would they not have drafted more wide receivers? Now, I know Joe Judge said the team isn't done making changes. Yeah, okay, whatever. You 100% didn't draft a wide receiver, though. 100%. You made that decision. You were done with that decision. 100% didn't draft a talented rookie wide receiver in a draft that everyone agrees had a stacked wide receiver draft. You passed on that. Tell me you're not happy with Slayton. I don't believe you. The great thing about Slayton, and I've done this myself, I've had him added into trades as like it almost felt like it was a throw-in. You know what I mean? Like he's not getting the attention in fantasy yet where when you ask for him to be put in a trade, that it opens an eye, right? So throw him in there. They think they're throwing an average wide receiver in there. They think they're not throwing someone special in there, but they are. You need that upside on your fantasy team. Go get it. Go get it at that $5 DVD bin. Y'all need it, folks. Go get it. My next man on the list. This one is probably, I don't know. He competes. If you had to rank these guys, he's probably down towards the bottom as far as people are concerned. They don't really know. He's a little more unpolished in this term. But rookie Terry McLaurin has everyone's attention. He should. He's amazing. I love Terry McLaurin. He's amazing. He's going to be a really good wide receiver. However, if you love yourself McLaurin, you should know who Steven Sims is.
Steven Sims, and Sims still on the loose and down the sideline. Steven Sims going to go all the way to the end zone. No flags.
If you've been paying attention to McLaurin, then you must have seen Steven Sims play football. Steven Sims is a straight-up playmaker. Washington, guess what? They need playmakers, right? They drafted some guys. I like Gibson. But they already have one in Sims. Sims is a playmaker. It's going to be his second year in the league. He has a chip on his shoulder. They're drafting other guys, right? Like maybe he feels a little threatened by that. I don't think he does. He knows his place. He knows how good he is. He knows what he can do. He can take gadget plays to the house. We've seen it. It's happened. It's real. This is not a made up thing. It's not figment of my imagination. It's not a prediction. He's done it. He plays a majority of the slot, right? So that's a good. I like slot wide receivers. I feel safe with slot wide receivers. I feel comfortable in their position. Like I feel like their job is safe when you got a really good slot wide receiver. He doesn't have any real threats to that position, right? I mean, there's no tight end that's, you know, crazy good there. There's nothing to concern you in that sense. So Steven Sims is going to continue to grow. He's going to continue to get better. Is he McLaurin? No, he's not McLaurin. Different receivers. Different abilities, but they're both going to put up fantasy points. The league is on notice how good McLaurin is. They know it. That favors Sims. He's going to get attention. They like him there. The offense liked him. The quarterbacks liked him. He got really hot at the end of the year. Fantasy league owners in your league aren't valuing Sims. They don't. Certain people who are up on game, probably listen to the Clock Dodgers podcast, they know about Sims. They know what's up. And now you know what's up. Get Sims on your team. It's cheap. It's an opportunity for upside. A cheap opportunity for upside. Please understand the value of upside in your league. It is so important. Safe upside. It's safe because it doesn't cost you much. You have to get as much of that upside on your team, on your roster, in your lineup as possible. Whether he pops or not, whether it's hard to sometime predict his weeks, we'll see how it plays out. But for the price, you got to get Steven Sims on your team. It's necessary. Another name that I'm loving right now is Mecole Hardman.
Mahomes looking to throw it. He will. Delivers downfield. Catch made. Mecole Hardman. Goodbye. A blur. Touchdown, Kansas City.
We're talking about Patrick Mahomes is your quarterback. Andy Reid is your play caller, your coach. And you're an electric wide receiver. You should never be ignored or undervalued. Never. Now, here we are with Hardman, who clearly is not getting the love he deserves, in my opinion. We can talk about the stats. We could talk about the games he's had. We could talk about the achievements. it's all obvious, right? Like, he is a talented, fast wide receiver. And, you know, is Tyreek Hill there? Yes. Don't the Chiefs have Kelce and other weapons? Yes. But again, you'll see a running theme here. Other talented players on your team aren't a bad thing. It's not bad. It's not bad. I want as many good teammates as I can have. As many as I can have. I have no interest in having a team full of losers. I have no interest in having a team full of other players who are not as good as me. The better we all are as individuals, the better the team is. So yes, they have Tyreek Hill. Yes, they have Kelce. It doesn't make me like him less. The opportunity is there. We've seen it happen all last year. He had explosive plays. He had production. Who knows how things open up here? He's a young guy. There's a lot of potential for him to get more and more snaps. There's more opportunity ahead. Let's not just look so close-minded. A rising tide lifts all ships. Do not forget that. It's consistent across the board in fantasy. He's learning from the best. He has the blessings of those guys taking coverage from him. Literally, your defense lines up. They see Tyreek Hill. They see Travis Kelce. They see Clyde Edwards-Helaire in the backfield. How much attention can they give a Hartman? You know who's going to give him the most attention? Patrick Mahomes. The play callers. Hartman is the best value that you can buy on the league's best offense. You can get the other guys. You can go buy them. You can draft them. You're going to put a lot of capital into it. You're going to give a lot of players up for them. But for Hartman, not so much. But look at the upside. I'm not telling you don't get those guys. Get those guys too. But Hartman's upside is crazy for the price. A quote from his special teams coach. Let's just go there really quick. He said, "I'm not sure about Hartman. I don't want to lose him. I think he's just scratched the surface as a returner. He hasn't reached his potential yet. He could be even better. I think he knows that, and hopefully we can keep him in those roles. It's important to get the ball on the hands of the guy that makes plays, and he's one of them." Why do you think he's saying that? Because he's worried that his special teams ace won't be allowed to play special teams because they need to keep him healthy. They need to keep him healthy so he can get offensive snaps. That's why. And if he hasn't reached his potential as a special teams player, he certainly hasn't reached his potential as a wide receiver, as a playmaker, as an offensive beast on your team. Get Mecole Hardman. If his special teams coach wants to keep him, you should want to keep him or trade for him or get him or whatever the case may be. Mecole Hardman is definitely a good buy right now. And the last guy, I feel like this guy will probably get the most pushback because he's had the most years in the league and the least results so far. But I feel good about him. I feel good about him. I bought him. I've got him. You get him for cheap right now. That's Josh Reynolds.
Goff to throw it again. And he's got his man for a touchdown. Josh Reynolds.
The Rams traded Cooks. Told Gurley to get packing, get out of here. Reynolds is ready to fill a void, right? And I'm not big on saying, like, hey, Reynolds automatically gets more targets because Cooks left. I'm not that guy. Obviously, Cooks leaves targets. Who gets those is who earns it, who deserves it. But I do believe that the Rams allowed themselves to move on from Cooks because they believed in Josh Reynolds. They believed the players that are there can make up for that, can consume targets, can make production like Cooks would. Not the injured Cooks, not the one who didn't get to play a lot because of concussions, but in general. Now, they drafted Van Jefferson. That's even more of a reason that you could buy Reynolds for nothing. It's even more of a reason because now everyone's thinking, Van Jefferson, he's replacing Cooks. That must be the logic because he's a shiny new toy. He ain't. He won't. I mean, maybe one day. Maybe he'll get some targets. Maybe he'll grow into that role. But to say Josh Reynolds is now bypassed by Van Jefferson is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Literally, hit up the team owner in your league right now. Ask him what what you can offer for Josh Reynolds, you could probably take him for free. Just open up a roster spot so they can make a waiver move. No one cares about Josh Reynolds right now. They're out on him. They're done. They're done. Then they're wrong. Offer them nothing, they'll accept it. That's how ridiculous this is. He's in a good offense. He's big, strong, vertical target. They need that. He was stuck under a trio of really good wide receivers. But don't get it twisted. Cooks was expendable because of guys like Reynolds. It's just a fact. It's just, it is what it is. If they didn't feel comfortable with what they had, they would not have moved on. No one, again, no one trades away talent, injuries or not, just to remove talent. Sometimes a cut cap, right, to make some space. They need space more than any team, right? We won't say they're the best negotiators of contracts, or maybe you don't enjoy the way they build a team. But those points aside, I like to reference coach speak. People hate it. People hate coach speak. I like to reference it though. I don't think we should negate it completely like other people do. Here's Sean McVay. I do think he has the ability to stretch the top shelf of the coverages in a lot of ways that Brandon did. I think there's a narrative where sometimes you don't respect Josh's speed because he's got such an effortless gait. But when you look at him compared to others, he's eaten up ground. His stride is so long. You would never say something about that about a guy unless you didn't believe. I mean, Sean McVay isn't a bullshitter, right? Like he's not just talking. He means what he says. Now, the concern for everyone is, can Josh do it? Can Josh Reynolds do what he's saying? Will he get the opportunity? I believe he will. But what does it cost you to find out? I'm telling you, there's an opportunity. I'm telling you, there's a talented player. I'm telling you, there's a guy who knows the system, whose quarterback knows him, who the offensive play callers know him and what he's capable of. He's had his moments, good yards, some touchdowns here and there, but he's finally out from under this trio, right? The tight ends are good there. They like to use their tight ends for sure. And they can't use everybody, right? We can't use everybody at a high clip, but it doesn't cost you anything to find out. Josh Reynolds is the guy you want to buy right now. Josh Reynolds. So let's go over this five really quick one more time for those taking notes at home. Hunter Renfrow, Las Vegas Raiders wide receiver. Darius Slayton, New York Giants wide receiver. Steven Sims, Redskins wide receiver. Mecole Hardman, Chiefs wide receiver. And Josh Reynolds, Rams wide receiver. Again, do your research. You know, look into whatever the things are that matter to you as far as how you rank these players, how you pursue the players you're pursuing. But understand, upside is so important. Upside is so important. And when you can get cheap upside, when you can buy upside or draft upside at a low cost, you have to take that opportunity. You have to take that opportunity over buying slugs. These guys who, you know, they just don't make an impact. They just don't make the impact. They don't have the upside that these guys have. Dig deep into that $5 DVD bin at Walmart and pull yourself out a fancy-ass movie with dinner and some liquor. Go get yourself these guys, man. Again, to be part of the conversations that we have on Twitter, it's great. At Clock Dodgers, if you don't already follow, that's my favorite place to converse with people. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to deny it. Yes, I'm on Instagram. We'll post some really cool stuff on Instagram. You get some really good conversations, but not like Twitter. Twitter just does something different. We get to really hash these things out. We have more solo pods coming for you guys. We have more Josh and Adam joining me. We have more guests lined up. You guys really received the Matthew Berry episode well. I really appreciate all the kind words, all the comments, all the DMs, all the interest. It means a lot. You guys know that. You know, I'm super grateful for all that. So thank you to everybody who reached out after that episode, after they heard that episode. Your love is, you know, super appreciated. If you feel, you know, you have some time on your hands during COVID, Corona, you're sitting in your house, you're not sure what to do, you know, go leave us a review. Go leave us a review. I love when you leave us a review because we get this great, excellent feedback that matters. And it's so fun to read them too. We like to read them on the podcast. So, if you guys leave a review, we're certainly going to read it. The funnier, the better. We'll take it. We'll take any of it. It's super fun to check those out. Yeah. Talk highly of me. You talk bad about the other guys. No, I'm just kidding. Everyone, we appreciate all the love, all the appreciation, all the support. It's all greatly appreciated. At Clock Dodgers on Twitter, Instagram. Yeah, that's it, guys. That's all the cleanup work we had to do today. Go get you these five wide receivers. It's super important. Get yourself some cheap upside. Get your safe picks early. Get your upside late. Go trade for it now. Dynasty, five wide receivers you must buy. Oh, if you guys have a podcast you'd like to hear from us, whether it's a solo, me, Josh, and Adam, whoever, or with a guest, if you have topics, any kind of particular thing you want us to target and talk about, hit us up. Again, Twitter is the place. Just let us know. Any questions, anything. It can be particular. It can be specific to your teams, to your upcoming drafts, to a trade you're working on, or just a general topic you'd like to hear us discuss, where we are totally open to listener feedback and listener request. So hit us up for that for sure. Otherwise, guys, as always, be kind, be great, keep dodging.